That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tim Gaither with us, Funny Bone tonight. So one show, two tomorrow. Colleen, what's the... Omaha.funnybone.com.
Yes.
I nailed it.
Yeah. There you go. That'll never happen again.
No.
It won't, actually. It's the beginning of the new year, by the way. And I'm not sober. I drank the other night.
Which means you're sharper?
Last year, I tried sober January. I did little gummies in the weekend to get through. But I didn't drink. But except for, what, 2 weeks in, that was my bit, remember?
Yeah, until your friend's band played.
Yeah, my friend's band. Hey, they were a tribute band, and they only played once in a while.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
Well, I think you had the plans to go see the band before you decided to try the dry January, so that was obviously an exception.
Well, I'm looking at the calendar here. Yeah, I went 2 full weeks last year, and then that Saturday night the band played, I drank. And then I went about a week and... 7 or 8 days. And I don't want to bring everybody down, but that's
so
my
two weeks.
That would be 2 weeks.
My sister. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I meant to say, look,
a week and 7 days.
My older sister passed away, so of course I started drinking then, and then I flew back east and got drunk. Whatever. So that's up. So I didn't make it, but I probably would have made it. You know, if that horrible thing didn't happen.
Well, you also didn't try another month.
No, hell no. And I'm not, and by the way,
January did work out. Let's see if March works.
Well, the whole time I'm doing this, I'm reading this article, and Todd's about to get into some of this for us. I'm reading this article about, you know, we joke about alcohol on the show, and people sometimes think it's all real. Of course, it's not all real, you know. I do like that tip a few, but I'm not drink every night. I don't drink every night at all. And some nights I'll drink a couple glasses of wine on the weekend. That's it. But the bottom line is, there's no reason to quit unless you got a problem. And why deny yourself a glass of wine? You know, you never tried a sober month, did you, Colleen?
No.
No. No. I don't know, Tim. Do you drink anymore? You still drink?
No, man. I haven't. I honestly can't remember if it's been 12 or 13 years.
Did you quit because you were a full-blown alcoholic in the day?
I could see the writing on the wall.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So you're not a drinker. Do you get high?
I eat edibles every now and again, but I don't need very much of it. I haven't smoked pot in years, but I will eat a tiny bit of edible. And I mean, when I say tiny, like 1.25, maybe 2.2 and a half.
Okay, so you don't try to take a month off edibles just because it's a thing you got to do, right?
No, and with edibles, I can do that. I can regulate it. But when I was smoking pot, I wanted to do it all the time.
Got it.
Like all the whole ritual of it and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's
it
Nick
is nice,
and Todd.
Yeah.
You can get a buzz off of 1 gram of edible. Don't they come in 10 gram? 10 milligrams?
They
live
come
in California,
they come
too,
in
really.
5, and I'll cut them in half or sometimes into fourths.
Wow.
And the trick is you have to eat something with a little bit of fat in it.
That's right.
And then eat a little bit of edible. And 1.25 will give me like not... I'm not even really buzzed so much as I'm like, I'm in a great mood.
Yeah, you take that and you
Tim, we knew you. We probably knew you back in the day. Did you? Because we've known you a long
time. Yes, you did.
I know what you... what was the writing on the wall? Was it? Was there a night? Oh, I got to stop drinking. What was rock bottom?
There were several of those.
But, on the road, too? Road stuff?
Yeah. I think one of the realizations was it was like, because back in the day, clubs would be open like Tuesday through Sunday.
It's just a funny bone here was, yeah.
And it was a Tuesday, and I was pretty liquored up, and I was like, dude, it's not even the weekend,
and
you're just hammered on a Tuesday because it's free.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
And then I've had, it's funny, on the way over here too, I was talking to Colleen about her son. He's one of the few people that like cut me off one night at the Funny
Bone. Oh, really?
Yeah. And I wasn't doing anything, like I wasn't being out of line or anything. I think he was just like, wow, you've...
Did he say, dude, it's Tuesday?
You put away a lot?
I could drink. So he cut me off one night. I was like, can I get another one? He's like, no.
Really?
That surprises me.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Was it 12-step rehab or just you go on your own?
I did go to a few meetings at first, and I think AA is good for anybody to go to, just kind of get to the root of why they're screwed up, but I didn't continue going there.
You quit, though, right?
Okay. Yeah, 17 days into it, I've never really...
So this list, apparently, what Todd sent me was about, 15 ways to improve your life in the new year without really trying that hard. I kind of like that.
That's perfect.
They call it, there's a lighter version of Sober January, and I think it's called, like, just don't drink as much, right? In January.
Yeah, I forget the term.
Oh, yeah.
There's a term for it.
Moderation.
It's not even the word moderation. I mean, that's the obvious term, but yeah, there's a term for...
That's the principle behind it, but I forget the name they call it.
Well, you did a lighter version of Sober January.
I kind of did.
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't drink unless your friend's band is playing.
Oh, no. The term we heard last year was...
Hotel California is a great... No.
It was Damp January.
Damp January.
You asked me what
Hotel Desperado is a great band, right? Go ahead.
There was also a bartender in Cleveland who goes, I have never seen anyone who can drink like you.
Cleveland.
When a bartender tells you that, you're like, maybe I drink too much.
Yeah.
Have you been told that by any bartender, let alone a bar? You're right. You got to look at your
That's
mirror.
A statement that you pay attention
to. It was
what was your choice? Were you just a beer guy? You drink a bunch of everything?
Captain Morgan was my thing. But was weird is I could drink like almost a fifth of Captain Morgan.
With Coke?
With Diet Coke. And if you gave me two or three like Bacardi and Cokes, I'd be drunk. You know?
Oh, really?
But when it came to Captain Morgan, it was just like,
water. What's the difference?
I don't know. But
I've had them both, but is there anything...
Spice.
I mean, is it higher alcohol content, Bacardi, than there is
I don't think
Captain
so.
Morgan?
Probably not.
Just a weird dude.
Well, Medicine Hat was like that. I mean, we all know he could do Jack.
Yeah. Yes.
But if he switched to, you know...
Any other kind of whiskey?
Yes, then it hit him. It just...
I guess your chemistry probably does adjust, you know?
I had a buddy that used to get really mean on Wild Turkey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is some rot gut.
Well.
Yeah.
He'd get mean on
They're trying to change that, though. They got McConaughey on
McConaughey,
board.
Yeah, he's on the board.
They're trying
to
change the image of Wild Turkey.
Oh,
good luck.
Well,
that's
good
been
that.
Like the drunk uncle drink of choice for
No, but he does those. Those commercials from a couple years ago. He's like sitting out looking at the sunset, making it a little more.
Yeah, and he was
special,
like they like hired him as like their chief like branding management. You know, he was in charge of marketing Wild Turkey. I'm sure he owns a piece of it as
well.
No,
I probably
just
blew an endorsement for us, huh?
You might have.
No,
I'll
talk about Wild Turkey all day, man.
Yeah. Oh, I will, too.
Yeah.
I understand it's a lot better now.
Yeah. I think I heard
it in reverse. Drink it and pretend like you're Hunter S. Thompson.
So what was the... it's Damp January. Push is right. That's what they called it, which I thought was a lame term. Because it can be damp every day, right?
What are we talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah, think about that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This article discusses a bunch of people that are where you would make a resolution about.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't include, it starts out with, you don't have to give up alcohol. And there are various experts that weigh in on how to approach the situation. Like this one says, don't give up alcohol. Experiment with drinking differently.
Dinky? Or dinking.
Or dinking differently.
Yeah.
We're professionals.
What does drinking differently mean?
Well, according to Dr. Richard Piper, CEO of Alcohol Change in the UK, says the most important thing with alcohol is to get into a situation where you are happy with your drinking. This guy used to be a heavy drinker, says 60 to 90 units a week. I don't know what that means.
Isn't like a standard beer like 2 or 2.5 units of alcohol, they say?
Yeah.
So, he was drinking a lot.
Yeah. 6-7 beers a night, sounds like. Can't tell you how life-changing cutting downs have been to me.
He had 6-7 beers a night, which to what a week then? A night? Nothing a night or one a night?
60 to 90 units a week.
Okay, probably push that to the weekend. Yeah,
save it all for the weekend.
Yeah. A little experimentation.
45 units a day.
In January, it doesn't have to be all dry. Do things a little differently. If you usually have a drink at a gig, try a dry gig. Or go for a meal with alcohol-free options. I used to think going out relied on alcohol. And that, without it, everything would fall apart.
It's just not as fun.
Hotel Desperado.
Right. Great band.
Now going to the pub with my mates is a good bit. And the alcohol is optional.
Yeah, well, that's
who
called
goes
moderation.
To the pub with their mate? Yeah,
yeah.
People who have problems with alcohol, they try all of that.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
I'm just gonna drink less, but that never works.
Did you try to drink less for a little bit there?
Not really. I knew I just needed to quit. I also broke a Denny's window one night. That wasn't good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you?
Would they mess up your grand slam or something? Or you just fell through?
What'd you do, man?
Well, it's a long story, but.
That's okay.
Like the weekend before that I broke the Denny's window, I went to a Denny's with all these friends from high school, like all these like big football players and whatever. And we had the greatest time. I mean, I'm sure the waitresses hated us, but we had this great time. And the weekend after that,
You're all in your late 20s at this point?
Yeah, late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
And then the weekend after that, we went to I was at a club in Kansas City, and I didn't drink all weekend. And then Sunday, it was just like me and two comics. One of them was like the bartender, and the other one was like running the place.
Okay.
So we like had the bar to ourselves, and we went nuts. And then we went back. I was like, let's go to Denny's and recreate that magical time we had.
Yeah. But it's just three of you at this point, right?
It's just three of us now.
Okay. And, three drunk ones.
Three really drunk. And instead of being with 12 big football players from high school, I'm with these two scrawny comics. And I don't remember why they kicked us out, but they did. But then I'm standing there, and it's ice, just complete sheet of ice in this parking lot. And I've been back to this parking lot, and I remember in my drunk mind thinking that their car looked so far away.
Right.
And I've seen it now sober, and I'm like, dude, you could have totally made it to the car. It wasn't that far at all.
Right.
But I'm standing there waiting for my friend. He's warming up the car or whatever, and I hit it with the side of my fist because I was mad they kicked us out, and then I hit it again, and then the third time it just shattered.
Wow. Mm. The window of the Denny's?
Of a Denny's. Pretty big.
They're thick windows too, man.
Yeah, I know. And
were you working out a lot at this point? Were you like, all big and
it was
jacked?
Beer muscles.
I mean, come on, man.
Beer muscles.
You found the weak spot.
Tim's a former wrestler.
That's right. You used to wrestle too.
I'm fairly strong, but when I'm drinking, especially if I'm mad about something, I'm pretty dang strong if I need to be, I guess.
And anybody get arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Was it you?
I broke the window and it shattered, which I was surprised too. I was like, oh, wow. I hit that a lot harder than I intended to. Yeah. And I remember just like, this is my downfall. I like sauntered to the car. My friends were like, come on, what are you doing?
And
I'm like, screw them. And
you roadhouse right there. You said, I'm going to get
Yeah, pain don't hurt.
Were you bleeding?
No, but I'm sauntering to the car.
Instead of getting out of there, right?
Yeah, and it's also icy in this parking lot. And I get almost to the car, and a guy hits me from behind. Some guy that worked at the Denny's comes running out and hits me from behind, and I missed a bumper by about 2 inches. And my last real thought was, this is going to be bad.
Okay. So he punched you in the back of the head or not just pushed you down?
He just hit me from behind and I fell down. And then there were like five of them. And you know, like those pajama pants that like cooks wear, the like black and white ones? Mm-hmm. I remember seeing a flurry of those.
Surrounded by baggy pants.
Yeah. Did your alcoholic, did your comedian scrawny boys help you at all?
No, they were worthless. So then I remember, all I remember was waking up and having a memory of glass breaking and, I was laying in jail, and I'm like, no.
Oh, you're in jail. Oh, that's it? You remember?
I woke up in jail, yeah. The cops came, and all of a sudden, I do remember sobering up really quickly. I went from being like this belligerent to be like, hello, officer. You know?
Well, alcoholics can do that.
So then I remember waking up in jail and being all upset and yelling. I was like, no one read me my rights. And I remember one of the cops goes, you got the right to remain silent.
Why don't you use that one?
What was the charge?
Criminal damage to property.
Yeah, and destruction.
Did you plead guilty and pay a fine, or did you have to fly back from California for court?
Oh man, it's a long story. I ended up doing 50 days in jail because
Oh, hang on.
Yeah,
let's get to that.
I'm still just shocked that there were five guys working at Denny's that cared enough to come out and tackle you.
Yeah.
I would not care about my job at Denny's enough to do
that. That's old school when there was people employed places.
If you could go kick some ass in the parking lot, you'd jump at that.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I would have beat me up, too.
Yeah. But there were people employed back then, too, Push. You know, now there'd be nobody there. Yeah, we nobody there.
It's Denny's. I'm not going to go tackle that
guy. All right, when we come back, we'll discuss 50 days in the hole.
Yeah.
That may be a comedian record.
Yeah.
Who do you think the most jailed comedian friend of ours is?
Mark Lundholm.
Other than Lundholm.
Oh, yeah. Lundholm.
Oh, yeah. He's got great stories.
Because he did Diamond it in Big Boy Prison.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he likes to call it, Big Boy Prison. Jim Gaither with us.